Hi, I'm Matt Merrill with Active Riverside. Today we're going to learn a little bit about the gripping sport of rock climbing. We're here at the Threshold Indoor Rock Climbing Gym. Let's chalk up and check it out. I'm at Threshold Indoor Rock Climbing Gym with Doug Dickens. He's going to show me how to tackle all these walls here.
Different colors and whatnot is different routes that we have. Okay. So we have bouldering, top roping, and lead climbing. So there's three different types of climbing, I guess, that we have at the gym. So the routes, this is a bouldering wall, right? So bouldering is climbing hands and feet, technically no more than 20 feet off the ground. All of our boulders are top-out boulders, which means that you can actually get to the top of the boulder, stand on top, and do your little victory dance, right? So it's just like climbing outside.
What should a novice know when they come in for the very first time?
Well, climbing is pretty much, anybody can climb. So it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. You can just, anybody from little kids to older adults can come in and climb. Wear comfortable clothing. We rent climbing shoes, pretty much everything you need, chalk bag, harness. We can provide you with all those things. As far as getting on the rock for the first time, just start off easy. Grab anything you want. You don't need to stick to a specific route at all. It's basically a big jungle gym with a padded floor for adults.
Now, these shoes that I'm wearing, they're not regular running shoes. What's the purpose of these shoes?
Well, they have a really sticky rubber on the bottom. Which helps out a lot. When you first start climbing, you just want something that's comfortable.
Okay.
The sticky rubber is going to help out a lot. In a tennis shoe, you have a lot of excess room and a lot of excess rubber, so to speak. Right? So you can't really get good purchase on certain holds.
Okay.
Cool. Nice. Good job. There you go. Step your left foot up. Nice. There you go. Good. Come on.
All right, Doug. So now I've shown how not to climb this wall. Could you give me a demonstration on how to climb it successfully?
Yeah. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
See what happens, I guess. So same hold, right? V1?
Yep.
So I'm just trying to keep my feet, you know, right underneath me. Try and put as much weight on my feet as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm putting my right foot on there, right? And I'm really toeing in. Okay. Toeing in means I'm just pushing down on that hold to keep my body into the wall. Otherwise, if it's not, I end up cutting loose, right?
Right. You're making it look a lot easier than I did.
Sometimes you end up having to cut loose, but... Cool.
Okay. Now I'll give it a try.
Yep. On the green and black. Right
there you go. Good. Yeah. Nice. Just try to keep as much weight on your feet as possible. There you go. Good. Get that foot on. Yep. Now step, go bring up your right.
To where?
Your right foot to that. There you go. Yeah. That's it. Good. There you go. Yep. Good. Keep looking out for your feet. Grab those big jugs. Nice. Good job.
Looks like I'm coachable.
So Chris, tell me what you get out of the indoor rock climbing gym here.
Well, all the routes are pretty much, they change them weekly, so it's real nice. You get a good variety, and it just helps with my outdoors. When I go outdoors, I'm a lot stronger every week.
Okay.
Just keep escalating.
So it's really nice. A good workout?
For sure.
It's fun? Good mental challenge?
Very, very good mental challenge.
And it helps you when you go outdoors?
It helps you when you go outdoors, and also it's... Some of these are so hard, and you can work on them for weeks. And then when you get to the top, you just get this joy, dude. You can't really explain it. More so with the outdoors, but with this place, man, it's really rewarding.
So this is called a hangboard,
okay.
Right? So hangboard is a beginner climber can use it. You want to increase your finger strength, your grip strength, your forearm strength. You can use a hangboard workout. We have some set up right here to use. We have a beginner workout, intermediate workout, advanced workout. This is called a campus board. So once you're able to do like 5 pull-ups on one rung, you can start using the campus board.
Now with the hangboard, you've got all sorts of different grips. Any one in particular?
You have big jugs on top, you have slopers, you have medium edge, big edge, medium edge, small edge, pockets, 3-finger pockets, 2-finger pockets, different sizes. And depending on the workout that you do, you hang on them for a certain amount of time, or you do pull-ups on them, or different exercises.
Okay. So I've just been handed this contraption, Doug. What exactly is it, and how do I use it?
This is a harness, right? Okay. So you have a waist belt, leg loop, and leg loops.
Okay.
What connects the waist belt and the leg loops is called a belay loop.
Okay.
All right, so basically the way you put this on is like a pair of pants, right? So you make sure the waist belt's loosened up a little bit, okay, so you can get in it pretty easy.
Now, I don't need the mat this time because I've got the harness, right?
Yeah, and we're going to tie you in with the rope.
Okay.
So if you happen to fall at any point, I will catch you.
All right.
All right.
Let's give it a try.
There you go. Nice job. Good. Cool. Keep using your feet. Keep as much weight on your feet as possible. Nice job. Set that foot up. Good. Right there. There you go. Nice job.
Now I just sit back?
Now you just sit back. Keep your feet in front of you. Cool, and I'm gonna lower you slowly. Good.
Awesome. The ride down's a lot easier than the ride up.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Thanks again to the guys at Threshold. Once again, there are all sorts of things to do in Riverside. This is just one of them. A lot of ways to stay fun, stay fit, get out there. Stay active.